Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local, and it's another Sunday night. The weekend is unfortunately coming to a close, but I hope that you can savor and enjoy the last 2 hours of the weekend by listening with me. Crack open a beverage, whether it be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. I had an energy drink, and as you can tell, I'm talking too fast, so you know that's starting to still have its effect. I got some coffee and some other coffee drinkers in studio with me now, summoned by Giants. Welcome to Loud and Local, y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, hello.
You're very welcome. At least one coffee drinker, a couple other water drinkers, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. We have quite the beverage selection here at KISW. Summoned by Giants, a local rad band. Would you guys say Seattle or?
Yeah.
Seattle?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Right on. And so I guess before we go any further, let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do with Summoned by Giants.
Well, I am Mel. I play drums in SBG Summoned by Giants.
I am Sean, and I play guitar and vocals.
I'm Patrick, and I play bass guitar, and I also do vocals.
And there's one person missing tonight. He has to wake up really early tomorrow.
Yeah, his name is Jordo, and he also plays guitar, and he grumbles a lot.
Grumble, grumble. Well, we can just kind of grumble in the background. Maybe we could make a grumble machine in the background and pretend that we're them.
Sure.
Nice. I like that. That's awesome. All right. So let's get into it, man. When did Summoned by Giants start? Give me a little brief, annotated history of the band. And when did you guys start? When did you guys get playing together?
Yeah. So we're coming up on our fourth anniversary of playing shows in Seattle. Originally, we were a three-piece with Sean, Jordo, and I. And Sean used to play drums. And we were in between bands and projects and stuff like that. And we just threw a bunch of songs together and started this stoner rock slash heavy, like, I don't know. We were like, we didn't have any limits or anything like that. And then eventually we played that formation for about a year. And I was like, hey, Sean, why do you want to play? Do you want to play guitar again? And he was like, yeah, my knuckles. were your knuckles like bleeding?
Uh oh. I pretty much hit the floor, Tom, every time I went for my big crash. And just destroyed my hand.
Can you do me a favor? Just pull the microphone up a little bit closer.
Yeah. And then, so Sean and Mel had a band together called Lion Pincher, and we were looking for a drummer, and Mel was already playing drums in Lion Pincher, and then we were like, hey Mel, do you want to play drums? And you were like,
hell yeah.
So and then we fused those two bands together into Summoned by Giants, so a lot of these songs are all old Lion Pincher songs with more parts, and Mel just kind of took the reins of the drums, and we added another guitar, and it's kind of been the same ever since.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, 4 years, man. That's a big deal. I mean, as far as like, a lot of bands don't even last long enough to write a full record, and you guys just released one, Azimuth, this year. It's actually going to be available on cassette tape. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, guys, I just purchased a humongous metal cassette tape collection from my friend on the way here.
Oh, wow.
So I will be purchasing your tape to add to my collection. I'm a big tape collector. So what was the reason you guys wanted to put it out on tape, other than just me purchasing it personally?
Well, we already put it out on CD, and it's out on iTunes and Spotify and stuff like that, and we did our first record on tape only.
Oh wow.
So our first album was Stone Wind. We put it out in 2017, and that was like the first seven-ish songs. Mm-hmm. And
is there like a market for that? Is it just like a lot cheaper locally to make that way?
Locally, I mean, we sold all of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I have like, I don't know, I have like three copies left. We might do another run if we feel special enough. And then, we're going to do tape again, and hopefully in the future we'll do vinyl.
Cool.
As well. So, yeah.
So this is the actual band, the four-piece you guys recorded Azimuth with, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And where'd you record it at, and how long did the record take to come to fruition?
We recorded it over pretty much a weekend at Soundhouse Studios in Ballard.
Awesome.
With Michael and...
Michael Perkins.
Michael Perkins, and he engineered everything. And
from MacLack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing friend. Great
we
dude.
Love those guys. Yeah. We love that guy.
And then we had it mastered by Jack and Dino from the same studio.
Michael actually called himself the budget Jack and Dino. So.
He is. And actually, that doesn't, like, you could say budget, but I think he did us the greatest service he could. I mean, he really put his heart and soul into engineering this thing and was just like basically a fifth member of the band as we, you know, absolutely. Put everything together. He just totally got what we were going for immediately. And
well, he was a fan first, so I think it really shows in his engineering, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're going to play a couple songs from it, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about a tour you guys did in Japan. We're going to talk about some shows you're playing here in the Northwest. You got one on June 14th and June 21st, as well as July 20th. We'll be talking all about those, and we're going to go into a couple songs here, Rat Castle and You Tell the Truth. I'm going to turn my microphone off and make you guys play Cheesy FM DJ. You have to introduce these songs, all right?
Okay.
Here's Summoned by Giants introducing their own songs. My microphone's going off.
All right. This is Rat Castle after off of Azimuth, our second record. Here you go. We'll be right back.
like what you just heard, you can see Summoned by Giants this coming Friday, the 14th, at Darrell's in Shoreline with Kings of Cavalier, Green River Killers, and Grim Earth. Then also the next Friday at the substation, June 21st, and then July 20th at the substation as well. Summoned by Giants is in studio now. Very, very cool stuff that's from the record Azimuth. Very, very awesome. You guys, when you go on tour, I know this is probably a question you get asked a lot, but what is your routine to be able to keep up with screaming like that on tour? Do you have to drink a lot of herbal tea? Or
lots of cigarettes.
Red Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Red Bulls and vodkas.
Go the exact opposite way.
Yeah. I just drink coffee and smoke cigarettes. And
fair enough.
It brings out the brutality, you know?
Nice, dude. Speaking of tour, you guys did a little jaunt over in Japan, which is incredible. Let's go into that. Tell me a little bit about what brought that up, how you guys led to going to Japan, and then tell me about your experience. I guess I'll let you guys take it.
Well, we actually got hooked up with a band named Floaters over there.
Cool.
With this guy, Matt, who... just like really matched us with the perfect band there. They're pretty much kind of like a Japan version of us. And
that's awesome.
But they're like, you know, they have their own vibe. I think I just saw that they describe themselves as a sludge beer doom, which was awesome. But yeah, we went there in mid-April, and it was honestly the best time we've ever had. It was the time of my life, and I know that these guys can definitely agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
We played 7 gigs in 12 days. We went to 6 different cities, all while we got to, like, see temples and do, like, mild touristy stuff. These guys got a bass and a guitar while they were over there that they got to bring home. I brought down a china with me from Japan, so we have some really cool memorabilia that we still use.
We even have t-shirts that we had printed over there specifically, which is like the Sapporo logo, like Sapporo the beer, but it's just, instead of Sapporo, it says Summoned by Giants, and like, and those t-shirts are still available, and you can get it at our live.
And I actually designed those. But yeah, instead of like premium beer, it says pretty heavy.
Nice. So are you the designer of like your album art and merch and stuff?
Not the album art, but a lot of the merch, yeah. Actually, our Azimuth album was done by Jessica Lincoln. She's a really talented artist. And then Stonewind was done by Matt and Elder.
Yeah, Matt Kudo from Elder put this artwork for us, put it together for us. And then we just sat on it for years, and then eventually we're just like, okay, this is going to be the album
now's
one.
The time.
Yeah, now's the time. Let's slap our name on it. And,
I do like shirt designs and like
cool
stickers and buttons, but yeah.
Going back to the Japan tour, so I'm very curious because, as you mentioned, you guys aren't on a record label. You're not on like some huge package or some management company flying you over there or something. You guys, it's pretty DIY sounding in a way. And
absolutely.
You guys obviously have some touring under your belt, but it seems like quite an undertaking and taking really rolling the dice on going over there and you know spendy process. But
it sure was.
Tell me about were expecting did it reach your expectations, and what were the shows like?
Well, we didn't really go in there expecting to make any profit. We were there expecting to just have a great experience.
A good way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and we definitely had a great experience that exceeded our expectations. And it was a whole different vibe to playing shows. Like, shows start pretty early.
Okay.
There's so much backlining, so we didn't have to carry as much gear, which was pretty nice. But then you have to get to know new gear every time you go to a different venue. Some of the venues were, like, so punk. Like, Hokage in Osaka was, like, 3 levels down.
Yeah,
it was the coolest place we've ever been.
Yeah, we, like, slept in the bar.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, where we crashed. It was, like, you're sleeping in the bar. We're going to close this down, and you're going to just crash on the couch.
It was incredible.
We're like, okay.
We were up until, like, 6 in the morning.
Oh, my
partying.
God.
The after parties are insane.
Nice.
So shows start early. They end early, so you can get drinking or get on the train before it shuts down.
Maybe do some karaoke?
We did not do any karaoke.
Okay.
But but we like met some really awesome people. We became really close with floaters.
Yeah.
Like Mosa, June.
Let's
and
get them
Tana.
Over here.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to happen. Like, we want to repay the favor because they showed us an incredible time over there. Sean got to meet Yukita from Eternal Elysium, which was insane. So he was watching our show at Huck Finn, and that was just like, are you seriously right
true,
here
right?
watching our band right
so
now?
Amazing.
I was like, how else is that going to, were we ever going to pull that off?
I know.
It's like, oh, well, I guess you just have to fly to Nagoya and play in front of his home, in front of his home crowd.
Yeah. And what a cool dude. Like, everybody out there received us so well, which was really heartwarming to see, you know, a bunch of us foreigners go over there with music, which is such a, you know, universal language.
Absolutely.
And they really loved it. And I don't know, I cannot express how
music
thankful
is alive
I am
in Japan.
Yeah, so where's next? Where to next? Where are you guys flying to next, huh? What's the deal?
Well, that was actually our first real tour.
Yeah.
So we would maybe like to do a U.S. tour.
Sure.
Do something a little simpler and just go down the West Coast,
okay.
You know, play like Portland and Eugene and, you know, some place, some dates in California and come back up and just,
you
know, have like a normal West Coast tour, you know.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. And then we've got some friends on the East Coast. We might fly over there and do a couple of dates.
Nice.
If we can. We're still working that out. And then, you know, Europe is in our back pocket. Like, we've always dreamed of doing that. And so that's like the next big challenge is.
And then Japan number two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Japan number two is like always like we're like, okay, we'll be back in 2 years. We'll see you then.
I can't wait for Japan number 10, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, we are speaking with Summoned by Giants. In case you're just tuning in, it is Loud and Local on the Rock. They're going to be playing this Friday at Daryl's with Kings of Cavalier, Grim Earth, Green River Thrillers. Daryl's is up in Shoreline on 99, so go hang out there and you know, hang out on 99 after, and you might be able to get into some weird ruckus on a Friday night. It's going to be sketchy. June 21st at Substation again, the Friday after that, and then July 20th at the Substation. You guys have a lot of love for Substation, right?
Dude, yeah, that's our home base. That's our family.
Yeah, we're practicing there like every weekend, and it's just we play a lot of shows there. We know everybody that owns the bar, and they just like call us up anytime, you know, they need a.
And you
heavy
work
band.
At Substation, correct?
That I do. Yeah.
So what do you do at Substation?
I run some hourly practice spaces on the weekends and occasionally during the week. I also do like maintenance and. You know, stuff.
You're the guy.
I am security, door work, you know.
You're the guy.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right on. Right on, man. Well, definitely check out the Substation if you're in need of a practice space. Talk to this guy right here, and maybe you can set that up. So, again, we have Summoned by Giants. We're going to play another couple songs here. We got Azimuth, the title track from the record, and then Pinched. We'll be back with more from Summoned by Giants. It's 99.9 KISW, Loud and Local. Loud and Local. We've been talking with Summoned by Giants. Just talked about the rad tour they did of Japan, and they're going to be doing some touring, hopefully in 2019. Is that the plan, maybe?
Probably. Yeah, 2019, 2020.
Right on, yeah. Man. They're going to be playing some local shows coming up here this Friday at Daryl's over in Shoreline on June 14th with Kings of Cavalier, Grim Earth, and Green River Thrillers. Going to be playing June 21st, the week after that, at the Substation in the Fremont Ballard area. Then July 20th at Substation, a huge show alongside Horrors, Witch Ripper, Witch Mountain, Sorcia, and like four or five other bands. Going to be a big one. And so what's the deal with Substation when you do those big shows? Do you have a couple different stages, or do bands have to play against each other? Or?
Yeah, so it's Substation's got three different places it could,
holy crap,
could host a band, and we've played all three. Well, yeah, we've played in basically every configuration you could play in that place. And yeah, for that show specifically, it's kind of a makeup show for a show we had booked in February, and then, you know, Snowmageddon happened.
I remember
here.
That, yeah.
And so every show in town got canceled. And so
I think it was going to be with Witch Mountain.
It was, yeah. And then we added another big headliner as well, so that'll be fun to play with the great and mighty Horrors from Atlanta, so...
Whores!
Yeah.
So if you have not been to Substation and you're listening to this show, I guarantee you're going to have a good time. It's a rad space. It is it's very welcoming, and it's 21 and over, so you can drink some beverages and hang out and watch again Summoned by Giants. So before we go any further, a question I do have to ask, though. Let's go around the room. It doesn't have to be a pressing question where you feel so much, you know, anxiety about answering it correctly, but just off the top of your head, what is one or two of your favorite local Northwest bands of all time?
Well, mine is Monster Watch. Those are our brothers and neighbors at our practice space, and they just bring such awesome energy, and I just love watching them play. They're such rad dudes, and those songs are just like really, really bumping and full of energy. So
bumping,
check them out.
Bumping.
Personally, if we're talking right now, I'd say Green River Thrillers. I've nice. Always loved those guys, known for about 10 years, and they've always brought it hard, and they're very underrated and best band around. I love those guys.
Second that.
And nice. If we're going older, you know, I love Botch and Pedro the Lion and 238 and a bunch of stuff from back in the day.
Wow, 238. You don't hear that one thrown around too much.
I haven't said that in a while.
Feel some feels.
Sean's, yeah, Sean's got some deep cuts.
Nice. Right on. How about you, man? What about you?
As far as, I'm the bass player, and so like one of my favorite bass players in town is in a band called Florida Man, which is just a bass and drums and vocals band, and they just got off a big old West Coast tour, so I got to give them a shout out. And then also Great Falls is a fantastic local, I don't know, just local heavy hitters.
Yeah, their new record is incredible. I had them up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and I've been watching them, and they've just aged like a fine wine. They're just so fantastic.
I like
and they
that.
Only get better and more inspiring and more technical and deep and all the things you want out of a band like that. They never, ever, like, sacrifice time and space for like, oh, we're tired, here's album 4 or whatever. It's just like they keep upping their game all the time.
And they're intense and almost scary live.
Yeah, I've definitely been like, had the fear reaction being like, oh, am I safe?
Right.
Seeing this band, I kind of like that I don't feel 100% safe watching right. them. And that's like kind of like adds to the intensity of their music.
Just, yeah, head on a swivel when you see them.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, well.
Here we go.
I might crack my head open. Who knows?
So you guys are going to be playing some shows here again the 14th at, this 14th at Daryl's, the 21st at Substation, the July 20th at Substation. Anyone you guys want to thank, or where can people follow you online and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. So we've got Instagram and Facebook. Definitely follow us there, especially on Instagram. We're posting all the time. And then we have our music on iTunes and Bandcamp and all the other major
Spotify
digital platforms and things like that. Also, you know, just come to our shows and buy merch directly from us. That really helps.
We've got yo-yos.
We got yo-yos.
And CDs.
Oh, my
CDs.
God.
Candles.
We have
yo-yos. Beanie Babies.
Yeah, dude. All the stuff.
We got one candle left.
Yeah, we're always coming up with, like, crazy merch ideas. And, like, if you've got any ideas, shoot them our way. We'll probably do them and put our name on it, and you guys can buy it.
Amazing.
At a totally reasonable price.
Yep. Grinders, bongs, pipes.
Yeah, that's, like those are all in the pipeline for sure.
Nice.
And then
or my backpack, one of the pipeline.
Boom, all right. So, any thank yous before we throw on the last song?
I mean, we definitely want to thank Michael Perkins because he is just, you know, the reason why we can be so proud of this record and how it sounds. And then Dave West for giving us a home to rock out in at our practice spaces. He's the owner of Substation. Just keeping it alive there. Who else do we have? We got like a ton of people.
Iris.
Really love.
You guys mentioned Iris.
Definitely Iris.
Yeah, or good
Ken for sure. The guys in Floaters, obviously. Yep. We
all
love
of our homies.
Yeah, Monster Watch Boys, our Shark Legs Boys.
Yeah, they just shot a music video, which we did a cameo in.
Cool.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
Yeah, Shark Legs.
Man Cheetah.
Man Cheetah. Check out that music video. It's really great. It's So You Think You Can Shark.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to thank the guys in Sonicopia. Those are our buds, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks, guys,
and
for coming
Kevin.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you,
yeah. Thank you, Kevin, for having us on here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, enough about me. You guys are playing again, Daryl's, this Friday, June 14th, with Kings of Cavalier, Grim Earth, and Green River Thrillers. Check them out in Shoreline and enjoy the rock and roll that you're hearing now. You get to see it live. We're going to play Cryogenic Cowboy. How do you guys want to introduce this one before you so much have to get the hell out of here?
Well, this song is, it's me, so...
There you
it's
go.
Like the most singable one, so.
Sing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. It's Summoned by Giants here on Loud and Local. Catch them on Friday at Daryl's.
Thanks. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.